Now, back to more Kid Craddock in the Morning.
So Al and I are taking part in Movember this month, and Jenna has also gotten started, allegedly.
Uh-huh.
She said in an email.
Do I have to, like, grow it out really thick?
You got to make it.
Just got to grow it.
Super thick mustache.
Right. But you already have one, so you don't, you're already in.
I'm already in.
You're already doing
it. So I'm saying to make it Movember, I need to grow this, but I'll still shave the beard down.
You want, like, the Steve Harvey mustache.
I think
it's more for
people.
That's the best one ever.
I think it's more for people that don't have mustaches, because suddenly when you have one, it makes people talk about it, and you can bring up, hey, have you had your prostate checked lately?
Mm. Well, that brings me to Matt Lauer and Al Roker, because Matt Lauer is still trying to get people to like him. They're raising awareness for men's health by undergoing prostate exams. Live on the Today Show this morning. And they're also taking part in Movember, so they're growing their mustaches out.
Well, I think that's very,
very
socially conscious.
And here they are talking about what they're doing.
This is a serious subject, but we're also going to have a little fun with it. You may have heard about Movember, where guys grow mustaches to bring attention to prostate and testicular cancer. Well, we're adding a layer to that, growing full beards to raise money and awareness for men's health in general. We're calling it No Shave November. Now, all the guys here today are on board.
I think you got such a good cause here. Every day that you don't shave, you'll be thinking about some of the efforts for prostate cancer and testicular cancer.
When was the last time you grew a beard?
I grow fast.
Well, you shaved completely this morning, and this is already...
This is within 45 minutes.
That's amazing.
How about you?
You know what? I can't. I do it because it comes in kind of grayish. My 14-year-old said, Dad, you look like a bum.
So if you want to take part in this Movember with Al and I, go ahead. And keep tweeting us pictures and stuff.
Wait, mustache? JC, so when do you start? Because we're a weekend.
I started already, Jenna.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, ladies, y'all don't have to participate in No Shave November.
Yes.
No worries.
Oh, I got my head start on that.
Yeah, but now we're going to take part in some open lines.
Yes.
We post two topics for you. Jenna, what was your topic?
Yeah, mine was with the holidays coming around, and I know you're probably dreading some of the family time. What's the most creative excuse that you use to try and get out of those holidays with the family?
Yes, because it could be a whooping sometimes. Yeah. And Al?
Mine was, what is the best pickup line that you have experienced at a bar lately? All right? The best one.
Do you girls have anyone that stands out? Any pickup line that a guy's used
in
the past?
Yes, there's one that always stands out to me. Just the one. Because I was sitting on one side of the bar, and the guy, I caught his eye over there, and he just smiled at me with the biggest smile. And he walked right over, and he said, I want to meet you because you've got joie de vivre.
What?
The joy of life.
Oh, French.
And I was like, that is cool.
Joie de vivre.
You know, it doesn't have to always be, just come over and smile and say, I just wanted to meet you. You look like somebody I want to meet.
I don't think I've ever had one that I liked. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think if you use a pickup line, then... DQ'd.
That's like a non-pickup line.
Yeah, right.
You know,
it wasn't
anything cheesy like you've been running through my mind all day. It's just like you just look like you're having a good time.
It was smooth.
I like that.
And I want to be around people that are having a good time.
There you go.
There you go.
Apparently, Heather heard one that was pretty smooth. What was that pickup line, Heather?
Yeah, I got the best pickup line. He came up to me at the bar and he said, "Hey, do you see that guy over there?" And it was kind of packed, so I was kind of looking for him. He said, "That guy." And finally, he said, "The guy right there in the red shorts." I was like, "Yeah, I see him." And he said, "He wants to know if you think I'm good looking enough to buy you a drink."
Oh, nice.
And I was like, "Yes."
Nice. I like that. That's creative.
Yeah, he was awesome for 5 more minutes, and then he wasn't.
Yeah. Then he kept talking, right?
Yeah.
Ruined it.
Good opener, not a good closer.
See, that's what guys need to know. Give them 45 good seconds
of conversation.
Oh, my
gosh. Just leave them wanting more.
Give them 45 seconds and then leave. And then, you know, they'll come back to you if they're interested.
Exactly.
Said Al, who doesn't do that.
Yeah.
True.
Erica, give me the best pickup line you heard.
Yeah, I have a good pickup line because usually most of them are creepy, and not really a fan of them. I was out at a bachelorette party, and we were all having sushi. So I was in a group of girls with like 10 or 12 of us, and we were all standing there waiting for our table, and this guy just walks past all of us, and he turns back around to me, and he says, "Oh, hey, you dropped your name tag," and he hands me a sugar packet. And he said, "All right, thanks, ladies. Y'all have a good night." And I was so disappointed. He didn't put his number on the packet or anything.
Because you would have responded to that.
That is so good.
But then he didn't follow through.
That is so good.
No,
maybe he's just playing.
I've never heard of that before, and apparently everybody said that it's super old, but I thought it was really creative.
I've never heard of that, but it's cute.
It didn't work, and nothing came of it, right?
I was disappointed. So I guess he just left the mystery.
He made your night.
No.
He gave you a good little...
Yeah.
No.
Or you know what? He might have been hoping you... here's the thing, and Big Al backed me up. Because you were there with such a big group of women, he was opening the door for you.
Yeah, when you're in a big group, like three women or more, it is like, we stay away.
I mean, he opened up the door.
Rule number one, you stay away from that group.
You should have made an excuse to go to the restroom, walk by the bar, say, hey, you know, you forgot to write your number on my calling card or something.
Yeah, he was gutsy enough to come talk to me, so I was... You know, I was surprised, but he just walked out, like, onto the street, and you're waiting for a table. So, I mean, I guess I'll never see him again.
Walked right out of your life. Maybe next
because
time.
Because he got so drunk to work up the courage to do that, he had to go throw up.
Yeah. Gina, tell me about your best family excuse.
My best family excuse is my stepmom called and said, now, y'all are coming over for Thanksgiving dinner, aren't you? And I said, well, I get off at 1. And she goes, well, y'all can, we'll wait on you. And I said, well, no, don't. And she said, why not? And I said, well, something's happened. I said, we're having a problem.
Mm-mm.
And she said, well, honey, what's wrong? And I said, Mom, I can't tell you. I said, it's really big. And I said, if I say anything, it'll just blow the whole family away. And she said, well, honey, are you okay? And I said, yeah, I'll be all right. And she said, well, y'all just take all the time you need. And I said, all right, Mama, I love you. And she said, I love you too. Honey, I hung up the phone, threw my shoes off, and said, guess what? We're staying home.
Well done, Gina.
Well
That's
played.
Great.
That was great.
Nailed it.
I love you guys.
Oh, we love you, Gina. Thanks for the call.
Gina. Love you, baby. Made me smile.
And you have a happy Thanksgiving staying home.
You and your lives.
That was great. Wow. Hope she doesn't get caught now.
She didn't even say anything specific.
No, she just had
made
to say,
it heavy.
Come Christmas, everybody come to our house. We worked it all out and just leave it at that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Just got to keep it very vague, Jenna.
Very vague.
That way you don't get caught easily.
Wow.
Candace, tell me about your family excuse.
This is going to sound horrible, and Jenna, please don't be mad, but my freshman year of college, I told my mom I got in a bad car wreck and my dog died so I wouldn't have to come home for Thanksgiving so I could stay and party.
Candace, then, you know.
And then you had to kill your dog so you wouldn't be a liar?
Yeah, that's one of those lies.
No. I had a 13-year-old weenie dog, and she was so old and decrepit anyway. So she really did die like 2 months later.
You jinxed your dog.
I mean, she was basically, she smelled dead.
It's karma.
She smelled dead.
I thought Candace.
I just heard that I'm dead.
I thought Candace was going to say that she said she got a dog that looked just like the one she had and then renamed her dog.
Oh, man.
No.
Do you feel bad about it, Candace, or did you enjoy that Thanksgiving without the family?
I was 17. I was in Atlanta. Of course I enjoyed it.
Our poor little doggy.
Oh, that's so good.
I was like, she's wishing death on me.
She didn't wish death on the dog. She just wanted to party a little bit.
I know. It's like I feel like there's just bad karma in that.
Yeah,
that's severe of a lie.
Gary, what do you have for us on Open Lines?
Well, yesterday y'all were talking about the different levels of I can't remember what you called it. But
yeah, the relationship things,
intimacy.
Right, that you reveal at certain stages of the relationship.
The one you had said yesterday, JC, like level 4, I think it was, and after like a month or so, you see your girlfriend without makeup.
Yeah.
Well, I was married for 5 years. I didn't see her without makeup until we was married for about 3 years.
What, did you marry a clown or something?
No.
No, she was always had to have her makeup on, and finally she decided just not having it on sometimes, and so it just took that long before I actually saw her without makeup. And then, like, another one you had said, was whole farting in front of you. She never did that the whole time we was married.
Oh, really?
I never heard her do that, not once.
Okay, so
she's a lady.
It can't happen.
And I noticed you said the whole time you was married. So are you divorced now because of the farting and makeup?
No, not because of that, but yeah, we are divorced.
Found out that makeup was me, she farted.
Yeah, but she kept it classy.
She kept it classy. Thanks for the call, Gary.
How do you keep it on all the time? Like, what about working out and then the shower?
We don't do that with him. She has to do that. She just does it when he's not around.
Mm. Wow.
Hey, Victor, give me your best pickup line, man.
Hey, guys. So I always love this one because I always got a good smile out of him. But you just go up to a girl and you say, hey, I really hate to bother you, but I think you owe me a drink. And they'll always look at you and say, well, why is that? And you just tell them, when I saw you, I dropped mine.
Aww. Oh, that's pretty good. This sweet dude. This is a sweet dude.
Did that work?
Did it work a lot?
It'll usually at least get a good smile or a laugh out of him. And I usually like to try to start it off like that more than, you know, what's up, baby? Or
awkward.
What's up, girl? Like what's up, girl? Baby? Shut up, girl.
Well, you sound cute. Thanks, and you have a cute voice.
That's
you can
the
just kind of tell.
That's the thing. If
tweet
the
Kelly, Victor, please.
It's kind of a balance here. If the guy's super hot, he can kind of get away with it. You know, with the or you know, with good personality and delivery, you can get away with it.
But even if they're not, I mean, a guy with a great personality that makes you laugh.
It'll trump anything.
Oh, sure. But they don't. But a guy with a great personality doesn't need a cheesy pickup line.
Well, neither does. Well, yeah. The guy with a good personality does, because there's no other way for a girl to look at him.
Right.
A good looking guy just walks up and says, "Hey," and he thinks he's done the work.
He doesn't need a cheesy pickup line.
Okay, here we go.
Come on,
Angie. Closes off strong. What was the best pickup line?
Well, I wouldn't say best. I'd say worst pickup line. Oh, okay. I was at a bar last year for my birthday, and I don't like bars in the first place. But this guy comes up to me. He's shorter than me, and I'm not a tall person. And he looks up at me and looks down at my feet and says, "You'll do."
See, I like that. She finally won.
Well she done. Married him, I bet.
Thanks, Angie.
A little mean. I like it. I like it. Treat him rough.
Oh, man, that's great.
Hey, post the rest of those on my Facebook page. I want to hear them. Those are good.
Yeah, we will.
Is there trouble with you and Dr. Girlfriend and you need some pickup lines?
No. Everything is good. She's still bitching about the damn bottle of wine, but everything else is good.
Well, we got to give a trip away. Where are we going this time?
Today we're going to the Iberostar Rose Hall Beach in Jamaica.
First Jamaica trip.
Yeah. It's a 4-star all-inclusive hotel that allows you to learn traditional Jamaican life. And you enjoy all the entertainment that the beautiful town of Montego Bay has to offer. Great for all ages. So, kids are welcome at this resort. Includes complimentary on-site sports, snorkeling, kayaking, windsurfing, catamaran sailing. It's valued at up to $4,000, but it can be yours for under $10 from CheapCaribbean.com and Kid Craddock in the Morning. So, we got somebody on the line?
No, we don't have anybody on the line. We got to call.
Oh, we got to ask for somebody to call.
We need to call number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. You get to play high, low, and maybe win a trip for under $10
from
CheapCaribbean.com.
Next.
Keep Kid Craddock in the morning.